Next, our monthly visit with the magazine mavens, editors of some of the country's top glossy publications. A look at November's offerings means a look at beauty, food, love, and some politics. Joining us to take it all in are Betty Cortina, editorial director of Latina Magazine, Ann Kim, editor-in-chief of Audrey Magazine, and Angela Burt Murray, editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine. Welcome, ladies mavens.
Thank you.
Hi.
And first, tell me about Audrey. It's a lifestyle magazine for Asian American women. Who's Audrey?
Well, Audrey is exactly that, the modern Asian American woman like myself and my coworkers and all of my friends. It's a magazine we started about 5 years ago because we felt there really was a need for a publication that addressed the issues that Asian American women are going through today.
Well, one of our other mavens might take issue that there's not other magazines out there like that, but we digress. but we won't go there today. We're happy to have you today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And talk about taking on social issues. You've got a very interesting piece in a magazine this month called Never Perfect, about the surgery that many Asian American women are having, or Asian women in general. I think it's an international phenomenon, to reshape their eyelids. And what I found fascinating, the writer said that within the Asian American world, this is something that's widely discussed, but that when she approached people outside of that community to talk about it, a lot of people were, huh? What are you talking about?
For me and, you know, other Asian Americans, this is a very common issue. It's quite a hot topic that's been going on for a really long time. As you know, many Asian people have what we call a monolid, meaning, you know, you don't really have a crease on your eyelid. And a lot of women decide to go in for surgery to have that crease put in because they feel, you know, for whatever reason, it's more aesthetically pleasing. It enhances your beauty, or it makes it easier to put on makeup in the morning. But, you know, along with that, when you change the way your face looks, and if you're an Asian American woman, that brings up a lot of other issues. Like, you know, are you doing it because you're not proud of your race, or you have self-hate or something like that?
That's fascinating. Betty, I wanted to ask if any of this rings a bell for you, because I know that your magazine covers issues of particular interest to Latinas living in the United States, but you also cover issues that are going on in Latin America. And there are some Latin American countries where cosmetic surgery is very popular, more than others. Have you written about this?
We've done a special on plastic surgery. And what we wanted to do was, it is increasingly popular both in Latin America, but also among Hispanic women in the United States. And in Latin America, there's an interesting phenomenon where there isn't any sort of cultural taboo. As a matter of fact, many girls, when they turn 15 or 16, this plastic surgery is actually given as a gift from their parents. So it's a really interesting social phenomenon there. So what we decided to do actually was just take a real look at what happens in the room when the surgery is actually taking place. And our writer basically accompanied a doctor and a patient in the room to see what really happens, because I think that there's certainly a lot of focus on the result and everybody seems happy, but the procedure itself can be, it's still surgery, it's still serious. And if you actually knew what happened in the room, it might make you think twice about doing it. You have to have a strong stomach, for sure, to read the story. But we thought those details were really important.
I have to tell you, my anxiety level is rising just listening to you talk about this, which is a good thing because, you know, Angela, as it happens, has a feature in this month's Essence on relieving stress.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
I'm going to flip through here and see what I can do. What I can deal with my situation right now.
Right.
Angela, why did you feel this was important?
Well, as the holidays are approaching, women tend to be pulled in so many different directions. We've got family commitments, work deadlines, community involvement. Of course, there's relationship drama, and then there's money pressure. So what we wanted to put together in our November issue, as we're heading into the holidays, are just easy tips to follow so that women can keep all the balls in the air, but still breathe every once in a while.
Do you feel that there are particular issues for African-American women or women of color in setting those boundaries? Because I must say, I hear women of all backgrounds complaining about that. But do you think that there are certain ethnically driven pressures that make that particularly difficult?
Well, in the African-American community, you have, you know, 70% of our households headed by single women. So a lot of the challenges that a family may be facing, you know, lies directly at the feet of African-American women. So they're not only having to deal with the money pressure and raising,
children or dealing with the extended family, but also, you know, making sure that they're, you know, meeting their responsibilities at work, also involved with the community, doing things with their church. And, you know, African-American women actually have one of the highest levels of volunteerism in the country. So they're more likely to be involved in their community and church in addition to their personal family responsibilities.
That's interesting. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with our magazine mavens, Ann Kim of Audrey Magazine, Angela Burt Murray of Essence Magazine, and Betty Cortina of Latina Magazine. So let's turn to love and marriage, and we have to go there. The flip side of both of those, cheating. Betty, you devil, you.
I didn't do it. But you just wrote about it.
You sure did. You have a very provocative piece about infidelity in the Latino community. And, of course, the lead of the piece is Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, whose extramarital affair ended his 20-year marriage and also brought, I think, a great deal of embarrassment, not only to himself, but to the woman he was involved with, who was a newscaster who lost her job over it. Tell me why you picked this piece. Why did you all pursue this topic?
One of the things that we say in the article is that the issue of infidelity, whether it's a blatant stereotype or true, has always sort of played out in our culture, and it's long been a hot topic. And so here, you know, this brought it back front and center in many ways, in the news in a very public way, and with an extremely public figure and one that was really admired. So we decided that we wanted to do a piece pegged to him and pegged to obviously what had happened, that examined the state of cheating in the community. And we asked some key questions, namely that whether Latinos cheat more or not. Is it a perception? Is it true?
Well, is it? What is true?
What's true is interesting. I mean, there's a book that we talk about and an author who we spoke to who found that men in Latin America were likelier to admit having extramarital affairs than men in other countries, and in particular in the U.S. Mm. Now, that really changes among men in U.S. Hispanic men. And a lot of that has to do with the empowerment of the Hispanic woman in the U.S. But I think it also has a lot to do with the men themselves. And I think men here have chosen to be different and have chosen to really value other aspects of
their identity.
Sort of long-storied machismo.
It's interesting. It was very interesting. It's a bracing, I must tell you, it got my attention. But let's turn to a happier side of the love story. And Angela, you also
yes.
deal with the whole question of love, marriage in this month's Essence. And you highlighted three couples who've been married
yeah.
20, 30, or 40 years. But, you know, we don't really want to talk about that. You know, we want to talk about the fact that you have R&B Usher. I just had to point out that you were doing the responsible thing and having that
yes.
good advice and stuff like that. But we're going to skip right on past that
okay.
and go to your cover, R&B singer Usher and his new bride, Tamika,
yes.
who seemed to have so many issues before walking down the aisle. I have to ask, is that we mm-hmm. talked about this before, you know, you had Sean Diddy Combs
yes.
and Kim on the cover a couple
yes.
of months ago talking about how much
yeah.
in love they were.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, a couple of months later, it's Kim's story about after
what
she
do you know?
Left. So
right.
I'm not trying to jinx these fine people.
No, it's
but,
okay.
But I think a lot of people want to know is how do you know when it's the truth, when you're getting the real story from folks who are so high profile and who have
right.
so much of an interest in protecting their image?
Well, I think that it's interesting when you look at someone like Usher, who's been in the business for, you know, since he was a child. And, you know, this is a big commitment for him to make. And I think that when we sat down with him, we really got to see the real Usher and certainly the real Tamika. You know, they talked about some very personal things, and we're really turning kind of a spotlight back onto the community by saying, hey, why do people have a problem with a man proposing to the woman he loves and getting married? He's actually doing the right thing, and yet people want to berate him for that. So it was, you know, a very interesting and provocative conversation.
Well, and I also do have to give you a shout out about your feature about the people who'd been married for a long time. It's a lovely feature, and I think it's very inspiring to people who are very worried about, you know, the state of marriage. But I have to ask you about, again, another one of your high-powered political interviews with Pulitzer Prize winner Isabel Wilkerson interviews
Yay.
Senator Hillary Clinton about her presidential campaign. And, of course, this follows features that you did earlier on Barack and Michelle Obama.
Yes.
But why did you want to do this big takeout with Hillary Clinton?
Well, it's important for Essence to really define the cultural discussion as it relates to the African-American community. And we were in particular interested in Hillary because obviously, you know, the Clintons have, you know, quite a relationship with the African-American community. And we were also wanted to look at her because she is making a play for the black vote in a really strong way that we've never seen any other candidate really do. And it's really interesting because I feel like she can do and say things that Barack can't say about the state of black men, the over-incarceration rates, the achievement gaps in that we're seeing in schools. And those are things that Barack can kind of tiptoe around, but it does not seem that he can fully address them head on without alienating, you know, the other part of his, you know, potential voters.
It's a very interesting piece. And Betty, this is your last segment. You're stepping down from Latina Magazine.
We're very sad. After 7 years, I'm really excited, you know.
Well, we're not.
But we're going to stay friends and we're going to stay in touch.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to chill on the beach for a bit or what are you going to do?
I am going to chill for a little bit. And, you know, you get to a point in certain parts of your life where you know that it's time to close a certain chapter, even though you may not know exactly what the next chapter is going to look like. And I'm just really excited. I feel privileged and blessed to have been here for 7 years. So I feel like I'm leaving on a great note. And I'm just really excited about what's coming up.
Well, continued success.
Thank you. Thank you. And likewise.
Betty Cortina of Latina Magazine joined us from her office in New York. Ann Kim of Audrey Magazine joined us from our NPR West studio. And Angela Burt Murray of Essence Magazine joined us from our NPR New York studio. Mavens, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.